A person did a sin as a child. I'm sure many of us have some recollections of some childhood actions that we did that weren't the most appropriate or kosher in terms of Jewish law. The question is asked with regards to, is a person who is now an adult above Bar and Bas Mitzvah thinking back towards his childhood and seeing the bad things that he did, is he required to do tshuva for his bad choices he did when he was a child? So it's recorded in the Shulchan Aruch, in the Ramah, chapter 343, and brought down in the Alter Rebbe, chapter 343:11, that a child who hit his father or committed other sins while still a child under Bar Bas Mitzvah does not need to repent when he is older. And the reason is because until Bar Bas Mitzvah, he is not of age to be held accountable, to be held punishable for his actions. And this applies both to sins between man and his fellow and sins between man and Hashem. He is not required to do tshuva for them. Nonetheless, the Alter Rebbe and the Ramah, based on the Ma'ari, and so writes the Bach and the Shvus Yankiv, conclude that nonetheless, although one is not required to do tshuva, it's proper for him to accept upon himself a certain matter for the sake of repentance and atonement. So he's not obligated to do tshuva for his childhood sins, but he should take upon himself some tikkun. The Poskim deal with a question, and this is also discussed in Lent in Likutei Sichos, volume 14. If childhood sins are not held accountable for, and he therefore doesn't have to do tshuva when he becomes an adult, then why does he have to do some form of tikkun? So the Bach in chapter 343, and the Rebbe discusses this in Lent in Likutei Sichos, explains that there are two different aspects applicable to a childhood sin. One is whether he can be held accountable or punished for what he did, and that the answer is no, because he wasn't yet of responsible and punishable age. However, if you ask, was his soul affected? Was his spiritual level affected by what he did? To that, the answer is yes, even though he was yet a child. As we know that even if a child eats not kosher, it affects his neshama. If a child stubs his toe, it hurts, even though he's not yet above the age of bar mitzvah. Accountability you can't hold him for, but effects of his actions there are even before he reaches age of punishment. And because of this, he is to take upon himself some act of tikkun in order to refine his soul. Now, towards what age does this apply of a child? What if somebody was such a young child and he was told, you know, when you were 3 years old, you gave a big kick to somebody right in the nose and you broke his nose. Does somebody who is hearing this testimony have to do tshuva for that? Or at least take upon himself some tikkun? So Sefer Chassidim writes that if it was such a young child at the time of action that he doesn't even remember what he did, then he doesn't have to do tshuva at all. He doesn't even have to do a tikkun for what he did. A related question is, what happens if somebody stole as a child, or damaged, or took a loan and never paid it back? And now he's an adult and he's thinking back and he says, you know, I should really try to repay that candy shop. Is he obligated to repay the candy shop? Is he obligated to pay for stolen items? He doesn't have to do tshuva, but maybe he has to pay. So this Emir Tzashem will discuss in a future lesson.